Having watched a lot of baseball in my lifetime, it's always interesting to me to watch the teams that make it into the playoffs and ultimately make it into the World Series. And I don't think any of these things are by accident. Obviously, God is sovereign over things, but when it comes to the day-to-day talent level on each team, it's amazing what makes up a team. And you'll see, if you keep watching and keep your eyes open, that there'll be different players that will move from team to team, sometimes to get a better contract, sometimes because things haven't worked out. But I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about the ones that are looking to be the best teammate possible. And so when I think of Ben Zobrist, I think of a player that seems to be able to do pretty much anything. I watch him, he's in any position on the field. I haven't seen him pitch and I haven't seen him catch, but I've seen him all over the place. Utility, versatile, even a switch hitter. And there's just a beauty to seeing that. Another thing that I see is the ability to get on base in difficult times. There's times where I'll see a play that goes on where he will, instead of looking for the home run, to lay down the bunt and get on base and start a contagious feeling that we can start to do something. You need people like that. You need role players. This is a young man that was drafted by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays back in 2006. He's played on the Rays. He's played on the Athletics. He's played on the Royals. And now he is on the Chicago Cubs. And he has been in the World Series on three of those four teams, learning, desiring to get better. Some of the contacts that I have as a result of just having an interest in sports, a man by the name of John Saucier, who is in the Cleveland area with a ministry called Team Jam. If you want to look up what they're doing, it's teamjam.org. Another gentleman is a guy by the name of Dave Cunningham. He's a pastor out in Pennsylvania. He has a ministry called Sports for the number four, him. sportsforhim.org. And as I have had opportunity to ask about different players and them coming in contact with people, both of those men point to the fact that Ben is someone who takes his faith seriously. He takes his marriage seriously in a time when you're hearing about all the bad things that happen. Temptations will hit homes and things along that line, and we need to pray for these athletes because they're going to be bombarded with things that the regular person just isn't bombarded with. But all I've heard concerning him, and then a testimony in the Gospel Coalition talking with his pastor and finding out that he takes local church ministry seriously. He takes time with his wife seriously and his family seriously. And that is refreshing because there's so many things that are out there. And he's been successful. And the more success you have, the more things come your way. And so as I'm watching this man play the game, and right now the Cubs are in the midst of the World Series and seeing them through the playoffs, it's just playing a role. It's just doing what is needed at the time. And so let me ask you this. What are you doing in your world, in the things that you've been placed in at this time? It could be at school, and you're called upon to do what you need to do to get a project done, or just getting your homework done. What about in your home? Are you always looking for the big thing as opposed to just faithfully doing what is needed at the time to help your parents out, to help your siblings out, in your neighborhood, in your job? So many times I'm watching young people and they're just slacking. They're on their phone when they should be doing what they're supposed to be doing, and just using up the time thinking, well, down the road, I'll get the bigger break, instead of going, no, I'm going to put the work in. And that's something that, as I've looked at the history of Ben's life, he's done the work. He's done the little things that needed to get done. And then ultimately, when he looks back on his life, he doesn't want to look back and regret that he didn't spend time with his kids. He even makes it a mandatory thing in his life that he and his wife will not be any more than 6 days apart. That is just beautiful to hear. And that keeps him where he ought to be. The verse that comes to my mind when I think about looking back on your life and taking things seriously is actually in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 26. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? I have heard so many Hall of Fame speeches from different athletes, whether it be basketball, whether it be football or baseball. And the ones that are filled with regret, they had all the women, they had all the partying going on, and at the time it seemed good, but I've seen men weeping at the podium because of the regrets. And so Ben's watched this over the years, probably not even thinking, I'll be in the Hall of Fame for sure, just doing the regular things that need to be done. And then if that day were to come, he can look his wife in the eye, he can look his children in the eye with no regrets. So let me ask you, what are you putting all your chips in? What are you banking on? What's the thing that when it's all said and done, if somebody was to say about your life, this is what your life typifies? I would hope that you'd want the verse, Matthew 16, 26, to be that question being asked. What would it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? The answer to that question is nothing. Nothing. In fact, it probably leads to a negative number. So take that seriously, and let's keep praying for guys like Ben that they would stand true and stand strong in the power of Christ.